We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Say, guys and broads, has you ever tangled with the law? Now, by the law, I don't mean when the fuzz gives you a ticket for parking or speeding or something like that. No, I mean the real law. You know, courts and lawyers and shyster mouthpieces and so on. If you hasn't, then you take my advice. Have nothing to do with them. Just sweep all around them. Because, boy, them guys can make you say things you never meant to say in the first place. And in the second place, they can prove that what you said in the first place is a whole gabezus of lies in the third place. Like when the judge says to the bank robber, "You has been found not guilty." And the guy says, "Gee, thanks, Judge. Does that mean I can keep the money?" Anyways, what I want to tell you about tonight concerns the time yours truly had a very nasty entanglement with the United States law. Kowalski and me was down on the rank one morning. I was trying to take in a newspaper, while the genius was, as usual, trying to drive me out of my skull.
So then, Chuck, this cousin of mine got himself a job testing mattresses. But he didn't stay there long. He slung it in. You know why? Because they kept on waking him up for the coffee break. So now he's a camp bed set up in the labor department office. How about that, huh? I said, how about that?
What? How about what?
There you are. You see, you ain't heard the word I said. What is the use of me trying to educate you in the ways of the world if you ain't listening to me?
Red, old buddy boy, just tell me one thing.
Sure, Chuck, anytime. Just ask me. That's all you got
to
do.
Why is it when I is trying to read the paper, you has to bend my ear all the time?
With ears like you got, that is a very easy proposition.
Okay, meathead. At least I got something between them, which is more than you has.
Oh, well, if we're going to spend the morning insulting each other, this is better than talking to myself. Chuck Edwards, you is a double-crossing, three-timing, four-flusher. Okay, your turn.
Huh?
Oh, you give in, huh? Okay, Mr. Twain. Chuck Edwards, you is the meanest man I knows. You wouldn't give me a drink if my teeth was on fire. Okay, your turn.
What is you talking about?
Gee, sometimes you is the dumbest guy I knows. We's playing the insult game. I insults you, then you insults me. So far, I's two up on you.
Oh, boy.
Which proves that I has the superior intellect.
Red.
Yeah, Chuck.
I has only one thing to say
to
you.
Calling Cap 18, calling Cap 18. Come in, Chuck.
Gee, saved by the bell.
Hello, honey. What's on your mind? There ain't much on Red's at the moment.
Oh, it's one of those mornings, is it? Never mind that. I just wants to make sure you hasn't forgot tonight on account of the fact we're going to my mother's.
Now, there is a woman I could easily hate.
What?
Okay, honey, we better not be late.
Yeah, and she's invited Red, too.
Gee, thanks, Michael.
And I want you two to make sure you behave yourself, not like the last time.
Oh, that's okay, sweetie pie. You leave it to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Pick me up at 7:30.
Okay, sugar. 7:30 on the dot. Bye, honey. Oh, boy, Red, you gotta help me. I can't stand an evening with that old battle axe.
I is looking forward to renewing my acquaintance with a real southern lady.
Oh, no.
Hello there, honey child. How is you all? Why, I do declare, it does my poor heart good to see you all.
Okay, Kowalski.
Would you all do me the honor of partaking a mint julep with me?
Look, Red, would you knock it off? Look, you gotta think of something to take my mind off that dragon.
Why, honey child, I was proud to be in the ranks of your gentleman caller.
Red, look, not for your sake, not for my sake, but for crying out loud, will you knock it off and think of something? I mean, imagine having to drink that awful punch he dreams up.
Yeah, to say nothing about the sardine fingers.
So what we gonna do, Red?
The answer is an elm tree, my dear Watson. We goes to the liquor store and we buys a modicum of vodka.
Red, old pal, old buddy boy, for once you has come up with a very sensible suggestion. Guys and broads, I am here to tell you tonight that Myrtle's mother and me has never seen eye to eye. That maybe is due to the fact that I is inclined to be on the short side, and Myrtle's mother happens to be somewhat larger than life. It ain't that I don't like her. I just can't stand the sight of her. No, folks, that is one lady I can do without. Ah, but I is digressing. Brett and me goes and buys a bottle of vodka ready for the evening's festivities, and in the meantime, Myrtle has a visitor in the office.
Calling Cap 83. Calling Cap 83. Proceed to Grand Central. Fare for the airport. Okay? Come in!
Oh, pardon me interrupting such a lovely little lady as you.
Oh, think nothing of it. What can I
do for you? Oh,
I wonder if you'd be so kind as to get a cab for me. I'm in rather a hurry.
Oh, why, certainly. It'll be a pleasure. I'll call one for you right away.
Thank you. You see, I have to be in court within 5 minutes.
Oh, in court? Are you a reporter?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm a lawyer.
Oh, and very handsome, too.
Oh, thank you. Here's my card.
Cohen, Greenberg, Rabinovich, Levy, Hackenschmidt, and Smith. Tainy's at law. Which one are you?
I'm Smith. Please feel free to contact me anytime I can be of service to you, as you have been of such good service to me.
Oh, gee. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Oh, that's all right. Just call me Nady.
Okay. Nady. If you wait downstairs, a cab will be there right away.
Thank you. You're very kind, Miss...
Smedley, Michael Smedley.
What a charming name for such a lovely little lady.
Oh.
And tell me, why has no handsome man taken you to the altar yet?
Well, I is engaged.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, for 17 years.
17 years? Do you realize you have a perfectly good case for breach of promise there?
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Little lady, any time you'd like me to act for you, you just let me know. We have the cheapest fees in the business. And now I'll bid you good day. Think carefully on that breach of promise. Goodbye, Myrtle.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, Nady. Calling Cap 15. Calling Cap 15.
Well, Grayson Broads, having got ourselves a nice bottle of the old giggle juice, Kowalski and me is back on the rank. The genius is bending my ear with the latest true romance in pictures, witness for the prosecution. Yeah, you guessed it. Kowalski now wishes to become a lawyer, a mouthpiece. And I want to tell you something. With a mouth like he's got, he could be a very good candidate.
You see, Chuck, there ain't none to it. All you gotta have is proof.
Yeah? Listen, Sir Christian Kowalski, leading counsel, QC.
Don't forget, I'm bar.
The only bar you knows is Hyman's. Listen, genius, when a smart lawyer starts on you, you is in the box. All that proof turns out to be baloney. No, sir, you gotta be real smart to be a lawyer, and smart you is not.
That is what you think, Chuck Edwards. I wasn't in the third grade of school for 6 years for nothing.
Besides, you has to go to law school. You gotta pass all sorts of examinations.
At the last medical, I was pronounced physically 100%.
Oh, yeah? And mentally?
Well, the doc did say I was a first-class specimen of non-compos mentis, and if that ain't a legal term, what is?
I is talking about law examinations and such. You has to be qualified to practice law.
Now, that is where you was wrong, Mr. Clever Edwards.
Uh-huh.
It says here that anyone can defend a case, providing the judge is agreeable. All you gotta do is find a judge who's friendly.
You gotta be out of your tiny skull, a judge who is friendly yet. All judges have to be impartial.
Wrong again, smart Alec. How about the judge when I was up on that speeding charge? You know what he said? He said, I shall have to lock you up for the night. And I said, what's the charge? And he said, no charge. It's all part of the service. Now, that's what I call real friendly.
Oh, boy.
So anytime you was in Stuck, just call on Kowalski and Partners, attorneys at law.
Kowalski and Partners. Look, Red, will you knock it off? I has enough on my mind with going to Michael's mother tonight. I do not wish to know about you being a lawyer.
And as you is my buddy, I will not charge you a red cent for my services.
Okay, already.
And when you is indicted before the grand jury, I will visit you in the jail and bring you the latest true romance of pictures. And you can confess to me, your attorney...
Red?
Yeah?
Would you please take your law firm somewhere else and leave me alone? Otherwise, you will be defending yourself on a charge of disturbing the peace, my peace!
Calling Cap 18, calling Cap 18. May I remind you to social outcast, the time is now 6 o'clock, and youth is due to pick me up at 7:30, and mother does not like to be kept waiting.
I'd like to keep her waiting forever.
What was that? Why is Kowalski laughing?
Honey, I said Kowalski must be sitting on a feather.
Yeah. Well, you just make sure you is nice to my mother, Chuck Edwards. Otherwise, you and me is going to have whites. Why can't you behave like a gentleman like Red does? We only goes to matters about once a year. Is that asking too much?
As far as my client is concerned, Myrtle, there will be no breach of etiquette. I will personally vouch for his non-misdemeanors.
Take no notice, honey. It's all right. Perry Mason here says everything's okay. We'll be there at 7:30. Bye, sugar. Okay, Red, let's turn it in. You got the vodka?
No, I thought you did.
Knobskull, look, I paid for it. I told you to pick it up. Come on, stupid, before the liquor store shuts. Here's another nice mess you nearly got me into. I had to schlep all the way to the liquor store again to make sure we had a goodly quantity of the old laughing juice to spike the old bag's punch. Anyways, we gets back to the apartment. We starts to smarten ourselves up for the evening's so-called celebrations. I is all for crying the whole thing off on account of Myrtle's mother thinks I am lower than a snake's belly. Me? Well, I don't want to say too much, but believe you me, Miss Weston, that old bag is so fat every time she falls over, she rocks herself to sleep trying to get up. I thinks to myself, we ought to have a little snifter beforehand, you know, just to get ourselves in the mood, so to speak. Now, come on, Red. Just a pre-mother-in-law drink, huh?
Oh, okay, then. Just one.
Ah, that's my boy.
Okay, here you are, Chuck. Now, take it easy.
Don't you tell me when to take it easy.
There you are, you see. Even the smell of one drink, and you was belligerent.
Cheers, Red. Okay, boy. May you never have to take on a prospective mother-in-law such as mine.
Cheers, Chuck. Here is to our honeymoon at Niagara Falls.
What is you talking about, lame brain? Our honeymoon?
Well, when we goes on our honeymoon, I shall be accompanying Layla Bell.
You gotta be joking. Here, give me another.
Okay, but remember, on your own head be it.
But anyways, you ain't thinking of marrying Layla Bell?
Course I ain't. We's coming along as chaperones.
Who ever heard of chaperones on a honeymoon? Cheers, Red.
Chuck, I has to make sure you don't get into no trouble. And Layla Bell has to make sure Myrtle don't get into no trouble.
Listen, the only trouble is going to be used to getting in the way. Hey, give me another. I want to tell you guys and broads, by the time we picked up Myrtle, I was just a little teeny bit what they calls under the weather. Anyways, Myrtle didn't suspect nothing on account of the fact I was driving and she was yakking to Kowalski all the time. So, we gets to Myrtle's mother's.
Now, Chuck Edwards, you see you behave yourself tonight. Otherwise, you is going to have whites with me.
Honey, I am going to be the soul of discretion. Why, I worships the ground that's coming to her.
Never mind the cracks. You just watch it, Edwards.
Why, hello, Myrtle Honeychild. How you all? Why, I do declare, land sakes alive. Come in, my poor honeyland.
Hello, Layla Bell. How are you all?
Well, fan my brow. If it ain't Beauregard, why, do come right on in. Oh, good evening, Mr. Edwards. I suppose you better come in.
Have you got the vodka, Red?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, first chance you get, slip it in a punch. Good evening, Mrs. Smedley. How is you all?
Well, certainly no better for your asking. Well, come on, everybody, including Mr. Edwards. Come on in. I've prepared a lovely punch.
Well, Layla Bell, it is so good to see you. Why, you was looking younger than ever, I do declare.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the gals, Beauregard.
May I escort you to the living room? Kindly take my arm.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Huh?
Your arm.
Huh? What's the matter with my arm?
You were supposed to take me into the living room.
What for? You knows the way. You've been here plenty of times before.
Of course I knows the way. You're supposed to escort me there.
Oh, boy, I need a drink.
Did I hear someone say he needs a drink? There's the punch over there. Help yourself. It's quite safe, non-alcoholic. I made it myself.
Okay, thanks. Right, you got the bottle?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll keep her talking. You slip it in as soon as you can.
Okay, Roger, and out.
Yeah, she's the one I want out. Mrs. Smedley.
Oh, that's all right. You can call me Mother.
Okay. Mother. I must say it's real nice of you to ask us round like this.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, sir, think nothing of it. Why, I remember when I was courting dear Myrtle's father, we had gentlemen callers day after day.
Well, you should have paid your bill.
Yeah. Can I get you a drink, Mother?
Why, thank you, Mr. Edwards, sir.
Okay. Here you are, Layla Bell.
Oh, why, thank you, Beauregard. I can see you appreciate real Southern hospitality. Well, Mr. Edwards, have you decided to name the day?
Hey, Beauregard, could I have another drink, please?
Listen, I didn't come here to be barman. All I did was to put the vodka...
Beauregard! In... Just give me a drink, will you?
Oh, this is some nice
Chuck, at last you and Mud are real friendly.
Well, I'd be more friendly if you could get him to name the date.
Yeah. Well, you see, we hasn't quite got round to that yet. You
but
see, because...
me no buts, Mr. Edwards. Have you or have you not decided to name the date?
Lila Bell, I don't think he's ever gonna...
Kowalski, lay off that punch.
Yeah, come on, Edwards. How about naming the date? Yeah, Red, give me some of that punch.
Why, I do declare that punch is the nicest I've ever made. A Beauregard, would you be a gentleman and fill my glass?
Why, of course, Lila Bell. Anytime you say.
Yeah.
How are we doing, Chuck?
Terrible.
Yeah, but I thought you...
Cool it, will you?
Myrtle Honeyland, how long has this so-called fiancé of yours been stringing you along?
Well, Mother, we've been walking out for 17 years.
Oh, boy, 17 years is a lifetime.
Whose side are you on, marriage maker?
Like the judge, I is impartial. Anyway, cheers.
Oh, yes. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, Myrtle, my poor little pumpkin pie. The time has come for you and me to have a heart-to-heart talk. Oh, before we do, perhaps you'd be kind enough to fill my glass, Beauregard.
Your slightest wish is my command, Lila Bell.
There's a gentleman for you, Myrtle. If only you had found yourself someone like that.
Now I've heard everything.
Would you two gentlemen excuse us while we has a confidential chat between mother and daughter?
Yeah.
But before you does, can I have some more of that punch?
I want to tell you, what I thought was going to turn out to be a real evening turned out to be a real dead duck. Eh? Myrtle and her mother was gabbing away for what seemed like hours. And after Rhett and me had finished off the punch, we got the stone schluck and we left them to get on with it. Anyways, we is down on the rank the next morning when...
So you see, Chuck, this guy calls his dog Isaiah.
Isaiah? What for?
Well, you see, one Isaiah than the other.
Oh, hey, you Charles Edwards?
Yeah, what do you want?
Here, just sign here.
Oh, okay. Hey, Red, it's one of them advertising stunts, I think.
Gee, that's the easiest summons I ever served. Okay, Buster, see you in court next week.
See you in court? What's he talking about? Hey, wait a minute! Oh, boy, how about this? In the state of New York, Myrtle Angostura Smedley voices Charles Edwards, breach of promise, trial to be held...
Chuck, you is going to need counsel. That is going to cost you a lot of bread.
What is you talking about? Look, I got no money for counsels.
Myrtle's mother has been bent in her ear, and Myrtle has decided that 70 years is long enough. So, Chuck Edwards, you is for the high jump, the long walk.
Huh?
And I's going to visit you in the state penitentiary, and you is going to confess to me, your lawyer.
Okay, hold it, will you? Hey, gee, Red, what am I going to do?
Obviously, Myrtle... you is in the dog box, Chuck Edwards, and it is left to your buddy, Red Kowalski, to extricate you from same.
What are you talking about now?
Myrtle is suing you for breach of promise. And obviously, I has to defend you on behalf of the firm of Kowalski and Partners.
You has to defend me? Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Red, maybe you got something there. Look, I got no dough for lawyers, so maybe you can't be my defense counsel.
Leave everything to your lawyer, Chuck, old buddy boy.
Oh,
I will save you from the chair in the nick of time. Just as he's going to do the deed, I will appear with a signed pardon from the governor.
Hey, hold it. Listen, I has changed my mind. You was going to lose me the case before we starts.
Okay, if you wants to waste all that bread which you ain't got on them lawyers, okay, carry on. I would only charge you a token fee.
Oh, boy, am I in stuck. Okay, what have I got to lose? How much?
$5.
Okay, Red, you're on.
In advance.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, here you are. Something tells me I has done the wrong thing.
For once in your life, you've done the right thing. Your Honor, I plead insanity on behalf of my client. We demand that you breach this promise.
How's about that, Geisenbrotz? There is no telling with dames. There is me and Myrtle been going steady for only 17 years, and I end up with a breach of promise case. I mean, the guy's got to be 100% sure before he decides on the matrimony stakes. Oh, boy, that Myrtle's mother. Every time we meet, there's trouble for yours truly. She decides she's got to advise Myrtle. And I use that word advise advisedly. Anyways, Myrtle phones this guy, Nady Smith, from the law firm. And what happens? Charles Edwards Esquire is now being sued by his broad and has to use Kowalski as his mouthpiece. Now, I ask you with tears in my eyes, can anyone sink so low? Anyways, comes the day of the trial. Kowalski and me are odds at the courthouse.
Now, there's no need to look so worried, Chuck. You is quite safe in my hands.
That's what I is worried about, genius. Hey, look, there's Myrtle and her mother and some guy. Hey, Myrtle, what did I do to deserve this?
Don't speak to me, Mr. Edwards.
Huh? Quite right, Miss Smedley. Kindly address all communication through me.
Oh, sure, Natey. Well, you can tell Chuck Edwards that I has no desire to converse with him about anything.
And that goes for me, too.
Oh, why don't the old bag take a powder?
What was that?
I said I fancy a clam chowder.
You see, Mr. Edwards, my client...
Hold it, hold it. Kindly address all communications to Mr. Edwards through me, his legal representative. My card.
Oh, thanks. 1102 44th Street. Knock three times and ask...
Oh, sorry, a wrong card. Here.
Oh, thank you. C. Kowalski, legal advice and representation at lowest fees. P.S. Boots and shoes sold and healed.
What's with his boots and shoes, Jazz?
You think I'm going to have separate cards printed?
Case number 603, Smedley versus Edwards.
Oh, that's our call. Come along, ladies.
That's our call. Come along, late, Chuck.
Order in court. Good morning, Mr. Smith. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Your Honor. This won't take up too much of your time.
Good, good. Tell me, how's Natalie and the kids?
Oh, fine, fine. Thanks, Your Honor.
You see, Chuck, already we got a very friendly judge.
You gotta be joking. Friendly to who?
Okay, proceed.
Your Honor, I appear on behalf of the appellant, Miss M.A. Smedley.
I object. My client has no knowledge of any M.A. Smedley. Therefore, the case is null and void.
Who is this fool? Mr. Smith, have you any idea who this strange character is?
Your Honor, I understand he represents the plaintiff, Edwards.
Mr. Edwards, if you please.
You won't speak when you're spoken to, otherwise I'll charge you with contempt of court. Carry on, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, my client, Myrtle Smedley, is suing Charles Edwards for $17,000, being $1,000 for every year of promise of marriage.
I see. Well, what have you to say in mitigation, Edwards?
Your Honor, we demand our constitutional rights. This is a case of absolute criminal negligence.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Order!
Furthermore, there is no case of retribution.
$17,000?
And we demand that the third party of the first part be given a writ of habeas corpus.
Who is this fool? Who are you, sir?
Your Honor, I have the honor to plead on behalf of my client, Charles Edwards, my card.
No, Red, not the card.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, you appear on behalf of the defendant. What is your name?
Christian Kowalski, QC.
QC?
Yeah, quick and clever.
Right. Well, let's see how clever you are, Mr. Korupski. Proceed with your defense.
Your Honor, the quality of mercy is not strained. No, it is full-bodied flavor.
Yes, we know, but whose body? Well, we know all that. Save us the histrionics, Mr. Kanalevsky. What is your defense?
They don't have any, Judge. Why didn't you give us the money?
$17,000?
Order, order! Mr. Kanalevsky, have you practiced before?
Practice? Practice? Who needs practice?
Obviously you do. Will you please proceed with your defense?
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury...
There is no jury. This is not a criminal case.
That is where you're wrong. This is a criminal thing to do to my buddy Chuck. To sue him for...
$17,000?
Oh, Mother, we shouldn't have done this to Chuck.
Sonny, child, we have got to teach this no-good bum a lesson.
Oh, but look, Mother, he is stupefied.
Yeah, honey, that's his natural state.
And we claim that there is no case... On account that there is no corpus delectable, and the misrepresentation of declaration of character is null and void.
Void?
Yeah, that's the void. Void. So, Your Honor, my client is no correspondent. He can hardly write. Can you, Chuck?
$17,000?
There you are, you see. You can hardly count.
Your Honor, this is getting us nowhere.
You can say that again.
Your Honor, this is getting us nowhere.
I did not mean it like that, Mr. Smith.
Your Honor, this has gone on far enough.
You're quite right, Miss Smedley. You can say that again.
Your Honor, this has gone
on... No! Mr. Kapolewski, you have turned this courtroom into something resembling a madhouse.
Gee, thanks, Judge.
And I have no recourse but to fine you all $5 for contempt of court and dismiss the case.
Gee, Chuck, we won. We only got fined.
$17,000?
I demand a retrial. He's not going to get away with this.
Oh, Mother, I'm so happy now Chuck and me can get back to normal again. I was really happy the way we was. Don't you think so?
go, Chuck. Chuck!
$17,000?
Oh, look at the poor honey lamb. Look what we've done to him.
Justice has been done.
Pardon, the retrial.
Clear the court! Clear the court!
$17,000?
Everything turned out for the best, I suppose. Although I ain't quite sure now what happened. All I know is I had to pay $5 for contempt of court. And so did Red and so did Myrtle. And I am very happy to say, the old bag, Myrtle's mother.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson. Directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.